Patrick, FAI Cup quarterfinal against Shelburne, it's a massive game in your season.
Aye, big game. Obviously the cup's massive for the players and the fans, and we all know what the goal is at the end, so aye, just a big game.
You know what this competition means to this club. I mean, you've grown up watching them win the FAI Cups, you won the FAI Cup yourself 2 years ago. This competition is very special to the fans here.
Aye, it is. Look, the day out itself is special for everybody, you know, families and fans and the players. So aye, look, we were in this position a couple of years ago where Shamrock Rovers were coming here in the quarterfinal, and we had to do the business, and I thought we'd done that day. So it's not too dissimilar. We have to be ready for Shelburne coming and try and win a big game.
I suppose with every game with Derry City, especially big games, there's a lot of expectation, but does it give a bit of extra edge that it is Shelburne, considering you're both going for a league also?
Possibly, I would say the fans probably feel that. And as players, aye, look, they're top of the league and we have to hunt them down in that competition, but obviously it's the cup game that we're playing in, and it'll be a big scalp if we can do it, because they're obviously top of the league, so I'm hoping there's an edge about it and the fans can and get behind us, and look, we're going to need them for every tackle, every pass, every shot. We need them behind us because we know what this place can be like whenever it ticks off, and that's down to us to obviously give them something to sing about and shout about.
It's a very unusual situation because you've drawn the last six games against each other, 4-0-0s, so I mean, there's nothing between the teams, is there?
No, they're a good side. Look, they're very, very difficult to play against, and they obviously have their own threats on the other end of it as well. They have talent throughout the pitch, and that's down to us to stop that and hopefully get our game going. It obviously hasn't helped. We've had a few send-offs against them in the last load of games, and we still managed to get results. You know, I think we started brilliantly down there the last game, and we get a Sam Todd sent off. So, look, hopefully we can get a bit of luck and keep 11 players.
In terms of a bit of luck, you'll be wanting that yourself. Like, you're coming back at a very important stage of the season. Hopefully you get that luck, you get that run of form now.
Aye, hopefully. Look, I feel alright. I've been training loads, and obviously getting minutes has been difficult because I had to make sure my arm was okay to come back and get 15 minutes last week and stuff. So, but as I said in there, I think I'm wise enough to navigate through what I need to get through and get myself back to where I need to be, and I'm back for the best part of the season. That's the only thing I can say.
Just finally, is there more at stake in this game, like in terms of the possible psychological boost that it would give you to win this game?
I'd be lying if I was to say that it wouldn't, you know, probably help you kick on. I do think so. I think if we won this game, it could you could take flight, you know. So look, we'll see. We have to take the game on its own merits now on Saturday and do your job.